I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1260, Dogs and Pigs. Have you ever read a verse in the Bible and thought, okay, but what does that mean? Part of the disconnect comes because of culture. We use words and concepts very differently than they did, and yet we tend to apply the verse through our 21st century glasses rather than the first century glasses that they used. There's a verse we need to talk about today if we're going to love well, and it has to do with dogs and pigs. This podcast is called The Two Greatest because Jesus told us the greatest commandments of all time, everywhere, anywhere, in every generation is love, loving God and loving others. You know, we have to understand timing if we're going to love well. Toward the end of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus utters these words in chapter 7. Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. Now, there's a lot to unpack here, and yes, it does relate to T2G and love. This verse is in the Don't Judge chapter from verse 1 on, but that's also been vastly misunderstood. Our English word judge, like the Greek verb krino, has two totally different senses. It can refer to passing a negative verdict on a person or condemning someone, or it may refer to exercising careful evaluation over persons or things. In other words, to discern. We are supposed to discern, that is, judge, or we'd be foolish. We would not eat right. We would say the wrong thing. We would buy things recklessly. We wouldn't think correctly. We need to be able to discern, to judge, to krino. But we're not to be judgmental, to be quick to condemn others, especially for the same sins that we commit. And that's why he talks about specks and logs in our eyes. But then we get to the dogs and pigs verse. Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. We need to understand through our cultural glasses that dogs in Scripture are generally not household pets, but they're scavenging hounds capable of inflicting a severe mauling on humans who frustrate them. And pigs represent what is unclean and despised. They're animals who are preoccupied with eating whatever is thrown to them. So if a dog is given something holy, it won't recognize it as holy. It'll just devour it like any other piece of meat that's thrown its way. And if a pig is given something holy, it also won't see the value either. It will trample it underfoot like pearls in the mud. So here's the take home for us. People are not always ready to recognize what is sacred, the exquisite value of the gospel of the kingdom of God. You don't have to share what is holy all the time to all people in every situation. Sometimes they're not ready. Sometimes the most loving thing you can do is wait. For example, Jesus did it. In Luke 23, Herod Antipas was asking Jesus question after question after question. And in Luke 23:9, it says, he, Jesus, made no answer. Why? That'd be a perfect time to tell him a thing or two about God and his kingdom. But Herod wasn't ready. It would be like dogs and pigs, you see. Here's the great question. When have you needed to wait before you jump in with the Jesus talk because the other person wasn't ready to hear it? Let's pray. Dear Lord, grant me the wisdom to discern the right moment and the receptive heart of the person before me. Help me to approach them with humility and love and understanding. Guide my words and actions so they may reflect your truth and grace. May your timing align with their openness, that your message may be received with an open heart. In your name I pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1261. In the meantime, they say timing is everything. And they also say, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Understand, this verse is not about not loving people because they're animals. Just the opposite. This verse is about loving them well by not forcing a conversation or confrontation before it's time. When you're tempted to just jump in, wait for the Spirit and remember dogs and pigs.